According to several reports we have, vaccine mandates have actually reduced the number of unvaccinated people in the country by one-third since the federal government and states like New Jersey have put them on the books. In New Jersey, by the way, there are more vaccine mandates to come. Governor Murphy announced at a press briefing back toward the end of last month that all child care workers and facility employees in child care settings ought to be fully vaccinated by November 1st or face regular weekly testing. All employees, visitors, students, kids in the facility's care ages 2 and over, you have to wear face masks indoors, limited exceptions. Pretty much mirrors what's currently required in all the schools in the state. That's the fourth mandate the state's enacted, by the way. The first was for healthcare workers. You had to be vaccinated fully by September 7th or face, well, at least weekly testing. We'll get to all that in a minute, too. State officials know the rate of workers fully vaccinated in these settings rose to 77%. But of a more immediate concern, next mandate date, October 18th, when state employees and school employees are mandated to receive their two doses of Pfizer and Moderna, or the one jab of Johnson & Johnson. Those who don't get the shots, you wind up going in line for a weekly test. And that'll be the requirement. This all comes, by the way, after a recent poll shows strong sentiment across the U.S. for vaccine mandates, as well as face masks in school settings. Monmouth National Poll found 66% of Americans support requiring the face mask mandate for students, teachers, and staff. In school settings, poll finds a majority, 60%, support requiring teachers and school staff to be vaccinated. New Jersey, by the way, 67% support a mask mandate. And this is all also following the U.S. Supreme Court refusing to hear an appeal that was made against the New York City vaccine mandate for teachers. Reminder for the anti-vaxxers, in legal terms, that's what you call a precedent. Look that one up in your Funkin' Wagnalls. Going back to the healthcare situation, there was a fear that these vaccine mandates would cause this great exodus of New Jersey healthcare workers. What really happened? It turns out only a small percentage of health workers in the state appear likely to lose their jobs because they refuse to get the COVID vaccine, and they haven't been able to get a religious or medical exemption. Guess what? They're getting vaccinated instead. Many of the anti-vaxxers who initially opted for testing, they've also chosen the shot instead. Seems like the testing got real annoying real fast. New Jersey has about 650,000 healthcare workers, although those who work in private offices, they're not covered by the state mandates. Private mandates, though, I mean, there's enough of those out there, so the coverage is still fairly inclusive. Beata, which is a home healthcare agency, they have 6,500 New Jersey employees, has seen the number of those who opted for weekly testing drop by half, more specifically from 645 to 248 since the September 7th mandate. Like I said, a lot of them just got tired of testing and got the shot instead. Same thing at Holy Name Medical Center, that's in Teaneck. From almost 400 who chose the testing option, that number's down to 150. Holy Name also took a different path to all this, too. They sat down with an anti-vaxxer and asked, okay, why do you believe what you believe about the COVID vaccine? Then they presented actual science versus what these people either have been reading on Facebook or hearing on Fox News. The result, 400 converts. Among 15,000 employees at Virtuous 5 hospitals and other locations, vaccination rate last week was 96%. Most others getting exemptions. Compare that to July 30th, that's up from 69%. CEO Dr. John Metzinger said, a couple of hundred people have declined the vaccinations, our belief is. They've just told us they no longer want to work here. So, they're not being scheduled for any work. What part of the message did you not understand? At Valley Health Systems, that's in Ridgewood, 96% of the staff had chosen to be vaccinated as of this past week. That number continues to grow. Care Plus, that's a medical health care provider in North Jersey, group residences, they're saying 95% of their 516 employees were vaccinated by their September 30th deadline. A handful that quit, But again, it wasn't the this people were fearful of, because the decision is, well, quite simple when you get down to it, a job or a jab. And for all you dwindling number of anti-vaxxers who had at least believed that you were a part of this great army declaring, not me, soon it may just be you.